AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A funeral will be held today for Walter Scott, an unarmed black motorist shot and killed by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina.
Ronald Smith plans to remember his friend Walter Scott today.
He still should be here. He was a great friend to me.
They both worked at the same large warehouse where Scott drove a forklift.
I miss him so much, man.
Smith says Scott, who once served in the Coast Guard, had just gotten a permanent job and was looking forward to getting married.
He's a stand-up kind of guy, man.
Police are planning a full escort for the funeral procession. Tony Winton, Charleston, South Carolina.
10 San Bernardino County, California sheriff's deputies have been put on leave after a TV station helicopter recorded several of them kicking and punching a man following a 2.5-hour desert chase during which the suspect rode away on a stolen horse. Sheriff John McMahon telling reporters,
I am disturbed and troubled by what I see in the video. It does not appear to be in line with our policies and procedures, at least a portion of it.
30-year-old Francis Pusak ran away from deputies, first by car, then on the stolen horse, after they tried to serve a search warrant in an identity theft investigation. After years of delay by the Pentagon, the soldiers and civilians killed and wounded in the 2009 Fort Hood shooting have been honored with Purple Hearts or the Defense of Freedom Medal.
It is our sincere hope that today we will in some small way help to heal the wounds that you have suffered.
Fort Hood Commander Lieutenant General Sean McFarland during ceremonies yesterday, 12 service members and one civilian were killed and 31 other people were wounded when Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan opened fire on the troops who were readying for deployment to Afghanistan. This is AP Radio News. President Obama, Cuban leader Raul Castro exchanged greetings at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith with more.
The White House describes this as not too much more than the handshake the two exchanged last year at Nelson Mandela's funeral. Still, this summit will include their first face-to-face discussion since Obama moved to restore ties last December. And aides say more substantive talking is expected on the summit sidelines.
A number of likely Republican presidential candidates address the National Rifle Association convention in Nashville. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says the White House focus on gun laws is, to him, skewed.
I have a message for the Obama administration. Why don't you focus more on keeping weapons out of the hands of Islamic terrorists and less on keeping weapons out of the hands of law-abiding Americans?
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.